And joining us right now is medium Lynn Marie from Uplifting Connection. She'll be here with us for a couple of moments. Hello, Lynn. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
Good. Thank you so much for having me here.
Uplifting Connections, located at the 1355 Pleasant Street, which is actually Route 104 in Bridgewater, Mass.
Correct.
Talk to us about what is it? What is it that you do? Are you just a medium, or is there, or you a psychic medium? Is there a difference between the two?
I am a spirit medium. I suppose you can also call us psychics as well.
Okay.
I'm one of many that are at Uplifting Connections.
Really?
So, and we have other practitioners there as well. We offer Reiki and massage therapy and integrated energy therapy and all kinds of things to make you feel good. We just want people to come in and feel good and healed and whole and happy.
When did you become clairvoyant to your gift?
When I was 7.
Really?
And I'm 45.
You say it like it's a bad thing.
It is a bad thing.
People don't like saying enough. It's okay.
I think this is where you guys are supposed to tell me I don't look 45, though, right?
Well, that was Joe's part. Joe's not following the script.
Wow.
Joe is not following the script. But, of course, you've been doing... So how long have you been doing this professionally? Would that be... Mm. Or at least been practicing as a medium?
Since I was a teenager, but I had a whole nother career and then eventually decided that I wanted to leave my legal background and move into owning Uplifting Connections, so I bought it in March of this year.
No kidding.
Oh. Yeah. It's been an interesting trip.
Now, you have a fair that's coming up, is that correct, for private readings?
Yeah, I have a show tomorrow night called Reconnections with Spirit Medium Lynn Marie. It's from 6:30 to 8:30. It's once a month.
Okay.
And but we have a psychic fair the second Saturday of every month, and that's very popular, and you can sort of pick and choose who you want to have readings with. And we also have a healing arts fair once a month on the fourth Sunday, which is Reiki, massage therapy, integrated energy therapy, acupuncture, all kinds of things that are offered there.
It's kind of an interesting mix between doing the Reiki and doing readings. What was that? What was there when you took it over?
There, it was there. We've expanded it a little bit, but it was there. But I do feel that it's whole body. So sometimes people come in and they just want to have a card reading. They kind of want to know what's going on. And sometimes while they're there, they feel like they want to be relaxed. So they go in and have a massage, or they go in and have a Reiki treatment. Same thing happens. Sometimes people come in for Reiki and massage therapy and say, oh, they have a reader here today. I want to go have a reading. So it works out. We also have a retail store that sells a lot of different... everything's very positive. It's all geared towards positive energy and positive thinking and living sort of on the positive side of life. So we sell a lot of items that have to do with that.
What is the most frequently asked question, or what is the facts that's always asked about you and your skill?
I think most people want to know what their deceased persons want them to do with their lives, and I always have to tell them that that's not what they want to tell you. They mostly want to tell you what they think is important for them, for you to know about them, or for them to know about how they felt about you. But they're not really here to make decisions for you. Sometimes people come and say, does my mother want me to sell my house? And the mother is like, you do what you want, but I want you to know I love you. It's a little bit different. So that's usually the most frequent question, I guess.
And
lottery numbers. Everybody wants lottery numbers.
do you have folks on a... Do you have spiritual people on a whim just kind of enter your space?
Sure, yeah. It's all the time. It's constant. I can be walking through the grocery store and I can get people that are walking through the store with me. But you have to kind of learn when to let that happen and when to shut it down. You have to have some downtime.
When to hold them, when to fold them.
Absolutely.
Kenny Rogers.
It's just like that.
You can hear that on the Midday Show with Larry Nelson. I had to throw our producer in there. That was a fantastic job. Is there anything else that we should know about your services, what you do? I mean, is it strictly at the 1355 Pleasant Street location, or would you come to someone's home?
Yeah, no, I do frequently go to people's homes. They usually call up and ask me if I want to come out and do either individual card readings or in group mediumship readings. We have other people that do that as well. So if I'm not available and you're really sold on having a particular date, we can usually try to get somebody in to help you out. I read at Uplifting one Saturday a month. So the first Saturday of the month is for me for individual readings. The Psychic Fair, like I said, I read there, and you can't register for that beforehand except for the day before. So you have a better chance of getting an individual appointment on that day. And we just have people in the store every day that are there basically to serve you. But that's predominantly what we like to think of it as. It's a business of service. We're here to serve you.
What makes you unique from the next medium? Is there something about you that you feel people warm up to or like about you maybe over somebody else? What do you feel would be kind
I'm funny. No, I have
when she's not, doing a reading, she can entertain you with her humor.
Actually, to be honest, every medium is different. They all work differently. So it everybody has a different purpose. Everybody has a different reason. You can go see five mediums and maybe get some of the same messages, but get them in a different way or get them for different reasons. And sometimes, you know, whoever comes is whoever comes. You don't have a lot of control over it. So sometimes people come saying, oh, I really want to talk to this person, and they end up with somebody else.
Yeah.
So it can be very, very interesting. And it can be entertaining sometimes.
What if, would you be able to, would you just for fun be able to do a spot reading on Joe? Or
no.
Was it no?
Come on, Kevin. I was going to say you. You're the one that needs the reading done.
No, I'm good. I know when I need a reading. When
okay.
I do. How about social media? How about website? Other ways folks can get in touch with
Absolutely.
You?
Absolutely. The website for the store is www.upliftingconnections.com. If you're looking for me in particular, you can either reach me at that website or you can reach me at www.tarotbylynnmarie.com. The store's phone number, I don't know, do we give those out? 508.
It's up to you. Yeah,
508-697-2334. The website has an event calendar on it, so you can see what's going on every day of the week, every night. We have special events. We have classes, workshops. We do everything from yoga classes to mediumship classes to how to read tarot cards to how to live your life as an empath. There's all kinds of things that are going on, as well as special events all the time. We're very busy. We like that.
Well, thank you so much. You had to navigate some tough traffic coming down.
I really appreciate your
Route
patience.
3, and she was able to pop in for a couple of moments, tell folks about Uplifting Connections. Once again, located at 1355 Pleasant Street, which is actually Route 104, Bridgewater, Mass. Phone number 508-697-2334. Lynn, I want to thank you for joining us.
Thank you guys so much for having me, and I am sorry that I was a little delayed.
It's okay. So. See, what we're trying to do is make sure that we squeeze everybody in that we had booked for the evening, and hopefully we can maybe chat somewhere else down the road, maybe in the next couple of months or maybe sooner.
At least you didn't say it in the next life.
Well, if Joe was...
I told you I was funny.
Bravo. But we definitely will talk.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Lynn.
All right, thanks.